Hey everybody, it's Jamel from the 720 Podcast.
This is Pablo.
This is HBK.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free.
There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will then distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more.
You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place.
So make sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. All right, everybody, welcome back to another 720 Podcast, episode 19. Damn, we got a lot of fucking episodes.
Yeah.
That shit's insane.
Say what?
What a journey.
What a fucking journey. But hey, look, man. Got a smooth episode for y'all today. You know, y'all tune in, get your snacks and shit, you know.
Episode 18?
Episode 19. Come on, you know the vibes, dude. And, you know, lay down on the couch, on a bed or something, you know, and just enjoy the 720 Podcast. And Jamel, take it away.
All right, it's been a really crazy week, as y'all can see from
Crazy. Remind me of that show, Breadwinners.
What the heck? Yeah, but like I said, it's been a really crazy week, especially if y'all been looking on it. Pretty much anywhere you looking, you've seen a bunch of crazy stuff going on. So we're going to get into a lot of it Thursday, but we're going to, you know, definitely touch on it today. But, I mean, first of all, how do y'all feel about everything that's going on right now in the world-wise?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm definitely pro the movement because I know that it's been happening a long time and I'm ready for it to stop and all that. I don't really want to get too deep into how I feel about the subject until Thursday, but do know I am pro BLM.
Yeah, I would say same here with it. I mean, yeah, I won't get deeply into it. But, I mean, I feel like, I mean, hey, it's about time, honestly. People are actually starting to really notice, like, this shit is fucked up. Like, the system, everything that's going on, it's real fucked up.
Yeah. Man. I mean, I feel like the world's ending, man.
That's what everybody keeps saying. Yeah. I told you, coronavirus, murder hornets, all of a sudden, it's made Jesus coming back.
That's crazy, because, I mean, I swear, in the Bible, it does say something like that. Yeah. Like, it's going to be a really, like, a couple of years of, like, just bad going stuff.
Bad shit. Then, I mean, like, it's, I feel like it's really all been working. Yeah.
Like, at the end, it's going to turn good, but that's going to be, like, the Antichrist. And then...
What if Trump's the Antichrist?
Trump is the Antichrist.
You know what I was saying is, like, it'd be really crazy if we were living that.
That would be
like,
crazy.
Like, it's the end of the journey type shit.
Yeah. All of a sudden, the rapture happens.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody better get good with God.
I really better get good with God, bro, because what's going on right now, we getting real far from it.
Because, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you really think about it, like, the way the world's going right now, it is kind of getting a little,
out of control.
Out of control.
And everyone's like, this is going to be my year, bro. My year.
Everybody was like, 2020, but it's the year right here.
2020, yeah, we out of here,
it's
man.
It's the year right here.
Yeah, we done boys.
I'm telling you, bro, it's something about them even-digit numbers right there, bro. In 2020, that's a little scary right there. You really think about it.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a great year for me, man.
Yeah, it was.
Turning 18, graduating.
Hey, man.
To be honest, I was just thinking about, like, it's been 20 years since... Remember when everybody thought the world was going to die in 2000? I mean, not the...
It was 2000. Y2K,
then it was
2012. Yeah. You hear about it every year.
Yeah, niggas think the world going to end every year.
But it was like, you know, was it technology was going to take over? Or
yeah,
something
that was
like
Y2K, right?
Y2K. Yeah, everything's going to just basically self-destruct. No, I think it was more like all the internet was going to basically shut down, like all the... Power and everything.
Was it the nuke missiles and shit just gonna go off?
And it was like the planes in the sky just gonna fall.
Fall out the air. That's fucking that would be scary.
Some Chicken Little type shit.
The sky's falling.
But I mean, honestly, do you think they would make a movie about this year?
Yeah. It's gonna be
like, I've been seeing that a lot in the comments.
This is the movie right here. I'm trying to tell you, man. Like, all this shit right here.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Somebody needs to get the camera rolling. For real. Somebody can make a good ass
documentary, yeah.
About everything. I mean, that's going on.
That'd be nice as hell, actually.
Hell yeah, just because, yeah. I mean, this is gonna be, like I said, this is.
Oh yeah, everyone's like, this is gonna be a textbook.
It's gonna be this is like textbook right here, man. Everybody's gonna be talking about this
whole year.
And the new election.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's gonna be crazy.
That's gonna be crazy. I feel like I'm like I said earlier. I feel like we're definitely gonna see the first like landslide presidential victory. But I mean, you got to think about how many people, because a lot of people like Trump because, like, I mean, he's lowering taxes for the rich and stuff like that. But it's mainly the rich. But you got to think about it. Like, the poor really do outweigh the rich. when it comes to that, because there's not too many people that are out here really prospering like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are all working class people who are noticing like this shit is like ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, they're gonna do whatever it takes.
I mean, maybe it's just like the taxes on like what the businesses they have.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the people who got Fortune 500 companies are out here like basically running amok. Like Jeff Bezos out here running amok, my nigga.
Yeah.
I heard that like basically. It was like, I forgot who posted. It was somebody posted something. It was like that, like damn, people would rather worry about their taxes for their businesses and stuff than like human lives and stuff. That's going back to
niggas don't. I mean, people don't care at all, man. Mm-hmm. They really don't. Like as much as you think people really care about you, when it comes to like your situations going on and all that, nobody really does, man.
Oh shit! Anonymous came back. Y'all see that?
Hmm?
Anonymous came back.
And yeah. That shit's crazy.
What?
They was exposing Trump and shit.
But I ain't gonna
Anonymous.
Count
you.
Anonymous?
You don't know who Anonymous is?
The people on YouTube that be like,
yeah,
trying to get the cops to mess up.
Huh?
What?
Who that?
You don't know who
that is? No, you know, you've seen those videos where like they're lawyers and shit and they just try to get a cop mad, and he's like, "No, I can't be here by my no. Article 15, like, no. Like all that." Like you talking
they're
about
like,
that?
No, they're like, no, they're hackers.
Yeah, they're like hackers, and like they
were.
They like, I mean, like, if you really got, like, you really don't know what Anonymous is.
Like,
man,
they're a hacker group that like basically, like, when it comes to like certain situations like this, like, oh, like what can I think about a really good situation where they really stepped in and like. Like basically,
wait, are they for the good?
Yeah, for the good.
They haven't been here for like they haven't been like on the scene since three years.
Yeah, like they've been gone out of where not even.
Oh wait up! I think right I now. Have did hear about that. Like, is it like the 2016 election type shit?
Yeah, they were exposing. Basically, they were trying to expose Trump and shit like that because he was doing fuck shit. I mean, it's always. But like,
I mean, yeah, like you see how much like stuff he's been accused of and all that, like
nigga,
yeah,
like
you can't be accused for that much things and like not be real.
But
like,
they had papers for one of them.
Yeah, I mean they be having facts and everything.
No, what's so all right? So what's so crazy about that? The whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. I was watching a documentary and everything like that, and like basically like this nigga, he was like all it was so many girls that was like then like this nigga raped me, like this nigga raped me, made me give him a massage and he raped me. And so many, they had, like, the FBI had a whole case against this nigga. Whole case. But all of a sudden, once it got to the time for his trial and everything like that, he ended up signing a plea deal without anybody knowing and basically got 18 months. And he only served 12 of the 18 months. And he got to still go out and do stuff. He was supposed to serve the rest of his sentence on house arrest and still was out throwing parties, going out of the country and everything.
And people didn't know about it?
No, people knew about it. But
they're like, what the fuck?
Like, it was like somebody, it was like somebody hired a private investigator to find out exactly what he was doing and everything like that. Because he's supposed to be in the house. He's on house arrest. Like, even on his business and everything like that, he's supposed to be in the house. So they had a private investigator, like, basically take pictures and find out where he was going and everything like that. And he was going, like, from L.A. to New York to Miami, everywhere. And then, like, the guy would call the cops and they were like, my mind your business, basically. That's what I'm telling you. When you got a lot of money, bro. You got
bread, bro.
If you got bread, you can do anything.
You can do anything you fucking want, bro.
No, that's crazy. This man is still like was like fucking little kids.
That's how the system's set up, though. It's weird. It's crazy because, like, motherfucking, yeah, I got bread. That means I can do everything I want. No, if you have bread, that means it's just like you run to, like, society, basically.
Money make the world go round.
So, like, he only got 18 months?
18 months. And that's for most people, when you get caught, like, molesting little kids, bro. That's
almost, he wasn't like a. That's like your what is it role. Called? What is that called?
Sex offender? No, didn't get none of that. Just because that plea deal, and he was excused from all the other places that had cases up against him too.
Wow,
that's fucking crazy, bro.
The whole 13-year-old girl. Epstein,
man. Yeah.
I mean, he killed himself.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. He got killed.
He got killed.
Trump had that nigga killed.
Trump had that nigga killed, bro.
I don't know who told you that one. Amen.
Last night.
All right, but
what?
Nigga, what? All right, well, I got another kind of not really deep question, but I mean, based off like the world today, like and all the climate that's going on right now, who really has it worse, blacks or Hispanics?
What?
Like,
I don't see this on the list. Oop! No, I'm just lying.
So, like, as of right now.
No, I mean, as in today's climate period. Because you got to realize that, yeah, we've always had it bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as of, like, soon as Trump got in office and even a little bit before then, like, Hispanics had it really bad. Especially if you were illegal or something like that.
The thing is about, like, both of that, Like, I just expanded my knowledge on the whole, like, foreign, like, policy, like, you know, ICE and all that. Like, I just, like, expanded my knowledge on what they actually do and what, like, what they go through, like, type shit. And, like, I was like, damn, it's crazy because, like, you know, we came from, like, slavery and shit, of course. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we had a fucked up past, you know, racism, that goes on every day. But, like, them, basically, they can be living a normal life over here. They go to jail one time, they back in. Back to where they were, and like they can't even come back over here.
And that's what I was saying. It was like, I was like, yeah, not. I'm not saying what they're like. What they're going through is like just as bad as.
Oh yeah, no, I'm aware.
I'm aware and stuff like that. But it's like, I ain't gonna even lie to you. Like, we can go somewhere and go protest and be good. Like, I mean, we got our social security cards and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But even if they have their social security cards or anything like that, they can still be like, oh, well, you're not from here, so we're gonna send you back to where you need to go, like that.
And it's crazy, because like. It's just, I don't want to say it's levels to it, but it's levels to it.
I mean, like, wait, you talking about, like right now in today's world?
I mean, today's world, period, because even before then, even before all this stuff started happening and everything like that, they still had it, like, as bad in today's climate.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they always been, like... Well, you mean just, like, life in general?
I mean, yeah, it's pretty. I mean, it's pretty hard. Like, blacks have it. Like, we have it hard.
I'm gonna say it like this. Based like blacks, when it comes to black people and like just really, like when it comes to like how we get mistreated and stuff like that, that's in the media more than Hispanics getting mistreated.
No, it's still just as big. I'm not even.
I mean, it's the same level.
But like ours is. I mean, it's more documented.
It's people, more. That's all I'm saying. It's more documented. Ours is more documented. Theirs is just like they try to keep that shit on the low because they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. Honestly, it's like they're.
I wouldn't say wrong, but it's just people just don't know how hard it is to really get into this country from another country.
They like
down there. It's really hard.
And like that, I don't know if like. Cause back in the day when like you know African Americans we couldn't vote and shit like that, they made like basically tests to where it was basically impossible for us to like register to vote at all. Mm-hmm. Like the grandfather law, like if your grandfather voted, you can vote too type shit. And basically, if you're African American at the time, your grandfather was most likely a slave.
Yeah.
And slaves didn't have the right to vote at all, so that means you couldn't vote just because of that.
That's crazy.
I mean.
And then the same thing, like I mean, I don't know if. Like, I really got to expand my knowledge some more on it, but I don't know if it's the same thing with y'all. But when it comes to, like, Hispanics coming to the United States, they probably, like, put a whole bunch of obstacles in front of the way to make it harder than it has to be.
I thought it was more you just become a citizen, then you're given that right.
No. Well, yes, but and no. Like, you have to be a citizen for a certain amount of years into doing that thing. Or if your kids were born here. They could do it, but it has to be, like, a certain age.
Damn.
Also, well, I was just going to say, like, it's more of the illegal immigrants, it's like they're not on their home turf, you know?
Yeah.
So they can't really get any support from anywhere, like, the government or all that.
Oh, man.
It's harder to get jobs. I mean, I'm not saying it's worse, but it is kind of...
It's pretty bad, man.
Yeah. Like, one day you could be here, next day you're back. That's what I was telling you. I have a friend... And I was saying, like, he could just, like, be gone, like, tomorrow. Never see him ever again. Kind of ish. Unless I wanted to go all the way over there to see him again. And I was like, he just live his life down there.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. Be 30 years old, texting, yo, I'm trying to get back there, bro. I mean, I don't know.
That's crazy. Like, I don't know. That's a little scary. Like, that's pretty scary right there. Living on day to day, kind of living on edge, because like you get into a wreck or something like that, and they be like, oh, they ask for like see your ID and everything like that, and it's like you're just fucked up.
Exactly. It's just like I feel like I ain't gonna say. Well, I'm gonna say it like this. Basically, if you're a person of color, it's like it's a huge target on your back. In general, because everybody out to get you. Because.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of, like, you know, white supremacists or just, like, white power. People, there's been people that claim they're not racist, but they have admitted that they want to live in a white society type shit. So if we live in a world where people really want to live in a white society, they don't want you here, of course. So they're, like, basically stepping out your house is, like, a war zone.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's how it's, in actuality, I feel like that's how it's always going to be. No matter how much we say, get rid of racism, mm-hmm. we're going to get rid of this, we're going to do this different, it's always going to be somebody that that's doesn't like saying. Somebody with fair skin.
I mean, yeah, it can't really change. You can't.
Like,
that's what I said.
I'm not going to say it can't change. It's just, it can't, like, it's not going to change. Now
it's not gonna change tomorrow. It's not gonna change in our lifetime.
It's not gonna change in our lifetime. It's not.
Not until I just couldn't see it just because it's a lot of people who grow up instilled with that hate, and if they keep on passing the hate down from generation to generation, then I mean it's still gonna be that same hate around no matter what.
People have heard this multiple times. Like, you're not born racist. You're not born mm-hmm. with hate in your heart. You're not born like that. That shit's taught.
Racism is taught.
Shit,
yeah.
That shit's learned.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come out your lips saying this, that, and third about this person or that person, somebody taught you those views, and you took it upon yourself. So damn, I take these
you shits, live by them.
You live by that shit type shit. So somebody taught you how to view life, and basically was like, damn, I fuck with that view of life, and I'm gonna keep on. I'm proud, and I'm gonna stick by that. If you speak out and you stick by like that lifestyle, your view, please be ready to stand on that.
Exactly.
But I wanted to say, oh my god.
All I'm going to say is please be ready to stand on that, because the way the world's set up right now is, like, you can't expect to, like, say really anything and not expect to get backlash.
Yeah, that is true. I was going to say, do you think you could teach yourself that, like, with the hate?
What you mean?
Like, what are you saying? Like, racism.
Can you teach yourself racism?
Yeah, like.
I feel like, because this is social media.
Yeah.
Having a phone is like having something that you can, like, you know, go out and research things like, oh, what's going on in the world?
Never mind. Actually, thinking about what you just said, no, you can't just teach yourself racism. You don't just look at a picture and be like, oh, I hate that person right there.
I mean, then, like,
well, you can see action.
Yeah, that's you can see I'm action. Saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Now, we think about action and stuff like that. Now, if we, all right, so let's say I've had like 32 black people that done me wrong. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you in that thing. I'm gonna be like, damn, I hate them niggas right there, but I'm not gonna think that every single black person is just ultimately bad.
So I feel like, all right, so yeah, that's one view. But I feel like when you ask that question, I feel like it's like this. When it comes to like the media portraying black people, it's always bad stuff. So when you get on the media and like you see bad thing after black, oh, this person did it, this black person did a bad thing, this black person did a bad thing, so on and so forth. Like, damn, all black people are like this. So why don't they be like, go do this, go do that? That's why you see so many people like, oh, go get a job, go do this, because like they don't know what you really do. They see the statistics of black people are like the most people that don't have jobs, don't have education. That's why they use this. They say the same shit: go to school, go get a job, go back to home or some shit like that. That's why, like, that's all what the media portrays, like black people doing just this stuff. It's the same shit. That's what I'm saying.
So
like,
I got two questions.
Mm-hmm.
So what you just said, you hate, like. You said if they did you wrong, you can't. Can you say you hate like those people?
You can say you hate,
like, but like, how would you even put that? You can't say about their race.
You can't say about the race, but like, it's more like those individuals. Yeah, those individuals. Like, hate it. Like, just be like, even if I had a few white people that have done me wrong, it's not. Oh, I hate every single white person. They're all like fucked up. They don't like see where we come from, anything like that.
It's never gonna be that. Yes.
Some people are built like that. Some people will put hate against the whole entire race.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's coming from me, I mean, if you've done me dirty, you've done me dirty. I forgive and forget. I mean, that's just how I was brought up and stuff like that.
That's like the same thing about like that fuck ass cop that killed, you know, that black man on the video. Fuck him. He murdered that man on the video. That's like saying fuck every cop. I went to school with Officer Lingle, OG. Them niggas was fine. Yeah, like, if y'all
that's straight. I mean, that's what I said. You know, you. I mean,
like,
you
not know, all man, cops are bad. It's fucked 12 till I die.
I mean, nah, I'm sticking on it. It is fucked 12, but I do know a couple cool officers in the world. That's like, I'm not gonna say, like, if I see a random cop I've never seen before, I'll rip on and be like, all right, just fuck you, because I don't know you. But if you come with me, approach me like how, like. Well, like one of my, you know, resource officers did in school, how they talked to me. If you approach me like how they did, I'm not gonna come with you. Well, I'm not gonna thinking to myself like fuck 12 type shit. All right, I could probably talk to this dude type shit. But if you're gonna be aggressive off rip, what am I supposed to do type shit? I'm automatically think you like you out for blood. You gonna want to kill me. So I'm like, all right. So if you don't like me, I don't like you type shit. Like,
And that, I think that all comes with training and stuff like that. And it doesn't, I mean, yeah, it comes off of that, but it starts with training police officers for that type of stuff. Not come in a hostile manner. Because like I said, like you don't spend that long in police academy or anything or even learn that type of stuff.
No, it's like...
You spend longer in college learning how to be, like, whatever you want to be than being in police academy. Yeah. You're only in police academy for a couple months.
And like, honestly, they need to start fact-checking who, like, gets inside the police academy. Because I've seen videos... Like just some crazy niggas would just like they get that badge and the gun don't know how
feel
to
powerful
act.
That's why I said some people some like people like Trump shouldn't be presidents because you got to take a mental I feel like in order to become a president you got to take a mental evaluation see how you view give
I watched the Vox video on niggas, that what? Like on like his mental state like he's why everyone thinks that he's not
mentally
because like what yeah. Like all right salute. President, I don't care what nobody says. That's like one of the high. What everybody thinks it is. It's one of the highest positions you could possibly get in the United States. Mm-hmm. You should take that like that job title is like the most like the utmost respect. Like you need to take all serious. He's tweeting, saying some dumb shit about like.
I don't want my president tweeting unless it's for like condolences to something. Exactly. He didn't make a public statement about this shit. He didn't say they like he said a few things about like George Floyd and everything like that. But, like, he wasn't really, like, speaking, like, oh, well, I mean, like that. Like, niggas just want justice, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's simple as that. Like, this isn't about all this other stuff. Yeah, police doing fucked up shit, but it's about justice, period, man. Everybody's exactly. Because people are starting to catch on to, like, shit here is fucked up, man.
I mean, because people are like, we like, the way, my bad, I didn't mean to interrupt you like that. I thought I'm doing a good thing, but I just want to say one thing. It's like, people portray, like, countries other than the United States as, like, bad and stuff like that. Some of them kind of crazy. I'm not going to care. Some I know for a fact is kind of crazy. Other the countries are beautiful. But in reality, America's really like one of the most fucked up places to be for real. Because it's more than just like stuff you see on like in public. It's stuff that you don't see. Like some crazy shit online. And shit that probably like that happened here. The niggas don't want you seeing or something like that. It's just United States is a crazy place. And I guess we just both like we I feel like top five we is top five one of like the most craziest countries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely
number one, bro.
We are probably number
one. What you talking about? Nah,
you not capping. Well, that shit is probably number one.
But all right, so when I look at views of
I still have my second question. I said that too.
That
was kind of weird. But what I was saying is it weird that everyone thinks of like the U.S. like number one? I guess like power, everything like biggest. Greatest, all that, and like, is it weird that and like, I feel like one of the top people's views, like Trump and stuff, all that.
Yeah.
Like every other person, every other race is something bad, like Mexicans, illegals, rapists, and all that.
That's fucking wild.
Like the Muslims, all terrorists, and all that. Like you can always put a name on a race.
Yeah, that's. I mean.
Is that weird? That
I mean,
feel that's, like that's kind of like. What they put out there?
Yeah, that's kind of what they put out there. Because not all Muslims are definitely not terrorists. That's, I know a few Muslims that that don't even wear hijabs or anything, don't wear turbans or nothing like that.
Like if you see me and Jamel and Poe with like a do rag or something, like oh look at those gangbangers type.
No,
shit.
It's not gangbangers. You're trying to keep the waves tight, my nigga.
The waves tight, like I like.
Shit. Or like any other person of color. I mean, I guess. Like,
no, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Because like we don't give ourselves those names.
Yeah.
It's like a. I keep going back to the media, but like it's really the media portrays us like this.
Honestly,
it's everybody
is it the
of color.
Media or is
it's
it
the media.
Cause
it's like
the
when politicians. Trayvon Martin got shot, just because he was wearing a hoodie and stuff like that, and he looked suspicious, they think just because I walk in somewhere with a hoodie, like when you walked into that, and it's so fucked up. It's your own race that does
that
shit.
It's your own race to do that shit. I fucking walked in. It was me. Shit, everybody that's at this table right now. We walked into. It was the Family Dollar. Dollar General, one of them.
Y'all
the same to me.
Yeah, y'all the same. Family Dollar or something like that. I walk in, it's like this. It wasn't even a nigga. You could see me in a crowd. It was like a blue hoodie. It was like a tie dye blue hoodie with like little white things all through. You could see. I had my hoodie on. I always got my hoodie on. If you know me, I got my hoodie on type shit. Nigga, you could see my face. Hands is like out of my pockets. Shit, I'm out and about. I'm drawing attention to myself. I'm drawing attention to myself. AJ, HBK, come on, you know the vibes. You know, I walk in the store, they like, I'm gonna take your hood off type shit. I'm good type shit. Like, I ain't gonna do that. We just getting something, getting out like type shit. We just looking type shit. She was like, take your hoodie off. She tweaking. I'm like, all right, I'll take it off. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, fuck y'all, the fuck I need to take my hoodie off for? I put that motherfucker back on. We in the store for a little bit. She see me again. Take your hoodie out type shit. I'm like, you know what? We just gonna leave.
Yeah.
We just gonna leave. Because, like, if you really, like, I swear she was about to call the cops type shit.
She was. I swear she was about to call the cops. And that's my thing. That shit can make shit 10 times worse than what it already is by calling the cops. I mean, we're not the ones that, if you come, like, disrespectful to it, you're yelling at people to mm-hmm. tell her, take the hood off.
And, like, I wasn't coming to shorty disrespectful at all. And, like, as soon as she said it, I was like, all right, yes, man, I took it off type shit. I ain't even, like, talk back or nothing. You can ask them. Wasn't mm-hmm. talking about it or nothing. Put it back on, because I was like, that's weird. Because, why do I need to take my hoodie off? I just put it back on, because we about to leave anyways. Mm-hmm. She was tweaking again, so I was like, you know what? Like I said, we just gonna skirt off when she fuck around, call the cops. That shit.
I found it weird when she went to the door and started looking for us.
Started looking for us. That's yeah. fucking weird. It's like she was trying to start commotions or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Like, do your job. Like, get your little $8 an hour, bro, and do what you gotta do, man. Don't be trying to, like, man, we don't need to steal. My That's thing what
I'm
is.
I don't need, like.
It's like niggas like, gotta come in there with their card and shit, just showing them, like, I'm paying for something. Exactly. Like, man, that's like, fucked up. You shouldn't have to do that type shit.
That shit crazy.
I was wearing my hat, too.
Wearing a hat? Didn't say anything to you.
Didn't say anything to you.
Wow.
Fucking. Hey, y'all let me know something. Do y'all, like, say if you own a store, somebody walk in with a hoodie, and do you just automatically think, oh, these niggas about to steal?
No. How many people?
Nah, a ski mask, a nigga walk in with a ski mask on.
That's different.
Right, that's different.
I'm a nigga like, walk in with a ski mask. Mid-July. Like,
I'm like, no. All right.
Hey. So I'm like,
y'all get out.
It's cold outside. It's like, where? Cold where, nigga? Not here. Not cold in July over here.
So what is it called when you just, like, judge somebody by their look like that, though?
Racial profiling. Probably like racial profiling.
Yeah, I guess.
Pretty much.
But is it really have something to do with race or how you, like, dress?
I mean,
it,
like,
can be either or to keep.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would, like, in my situation, I'm not gonna say it's race, but it made it seem like it's race. If a white person was to come in right after me with a hoodie on too,
damn, like Ben or something like that,
and like if she didn't say a word to Ben, that's racial profile.
That is crazy.
And I was thinking about that too, because all right, so I back before I cut my hair off, I used to have dreads and everything like that. Everybody knows that dreadhead Jamel. But we was at our job and everything like that, and I would never get a tip, man. I would never even get a look for a tip. Like, it was rare, like
the maybe only... they have the same concept you do.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But like, yeah. I thought I was a hood looking ass nigga too with the dreads and everything like that. But I mean, I if I'm well mannered to you and everything like that, I don't come off as, oh, this hood dude. Or
and Jamel
like
and Jamel ain't even dress hood.
I don't even dress hood at the job.
I don't.
But like I mean, I was acting real nice and everything like that. And I'm thinking I'm gonna get a tip. So I was like, all right, well, fuck this shit. And I'm about to go and get rid of dreads anyway, because my hair isn't growing healthy like it was, like it needed to. So the first day I cut my hair off and went into work, got a tip.
It was $50.
Hmm? $50 tip. Fucking crazy. And I just, it's damn. It's like damn. And these are two people. These were two people I did not think would give me a tip. At all. I wasn't expecting anything.
Like, they were meme mugging you the whole time.
No, they weren't even meme mugging. They were clueless, but they were like, you know, white country people. And that's what I said. That was kind of like, that kind of hits at my racism a little bit too. I'm thinking like, oh, man, these people don't like niggas anyway. They ain't gonna pay me no attention or anything like that.
Damn. That's like,
give me it works both ways.
It works both ways.
I think we was talking, Mooks touched on this before we even started. I don't know if we said it like on the actual podcast or not, mm-hmm. but like, everybody's a little racist.
Yeah.
Everybody's just a little racist. I mean, it doesn't matter, like, which race, you know. Of course, the world is basically flipped upside down right now, but, like, everybody's just a little racist.
Who's someone?
Or they said some racist shit, or they done some racist shit in the past.
Everybody know. If you said you never said, you don't even have a racist bone in your body, you never said anything racist. Like, I remember when niggas was talking mad spicy about fucking Asians and everything like that.
Oh, yeah, because of coronavirus.
Because of coronavirus. And I was like, that's real fucked up. You can't just, like, put a whole virus
like,
on a race.
On a race, exactly. And, like, that shit funny, bro.
Remember when,
like,
everyone was saying black people can't be racist?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Black people can be racist.
Black people can be racist.
Was it Ms. Hunter? The one that said that?
I guarantee you what, bro. You talk about Ms. Hunter on this podcast, yeah, we have some problems.
Nope. Wasn't it her, though? The one backing it up?
No.
I swear we had somebody at lunch, bro. And then someone came up. It was either her or was it Ms. Hackney? I don't think that sounds like a
Ms. Hackney conversation.
Yeah. But someone said that, and it was a whole, like, teacher.
Nah, I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, black people can't be, you know, racist towards like white people or anything like that, because I mean, shit, we've been getting called niggas like.
Oh yeah, when it comes to that, we can't be racist to white people because like.
Because I mean, like I hear comedians make white jokes all the time. I mean, that's nothing. I hear comedians make Mexican jokes. I hear comedians make all types of jokes.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's not really racist though, because if everybody's laughing, I don't consider it racist.
Mm-hmm. They're like, because like if he said like, I ain't gonna say like. Because I don't want to just make it seem like if like a white person say, you niggas crazy.
Oh.
Like, I hope no one heard that fucking now. Like, I mean, like, it's just, sometimes, you'll know if it's like, if a joke's gone, like, went too far.
I know comedians that make racist jokes like that, like, towards black people and everything like that. And I mean, I'm not going to lie, it'd be funny because it'd be
sometimes
true.
Sometimes it'd be funny. The white comedian makes a funny ass joke.
Exactly, bro.
And then, okay, like, my dad be listening to some, like, I don't know if just old, but he be like listen to like just like the audio,
mm-hmm.
and like the comedy thing. It's like on shuffle. It's like a little radio station on Pandora. You listen to it, and he listen to it in the car. That should be funny as hell. Be like David Tosh and like some other people. Daniel Tosh and shit.
I mean, yeah, because I mean, I don't really think it's a difference between. I think we got the whole racism thing mixed up and stuff like that, like memes and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if people are laughing, I don't really consider that racist, because it might. I mean, if you're laughing, if you're there that race and you're laughing about it, because it's probably true.
I feel if you're that race and like jokes towards you and you laugh about it, like, damn, that's crazy, because I actually do some shit like that.
Exactly.
And also, if you're making a joke and like. It's a difference between it being a joke and you actually meaning that shit.
Like, fuck you, nigga. I hope you die. I'm not gonna laugh at that. What the fuck?
I'm gonna laugh at your face, and then you wake up in a hospital.
Ooh.
Other than that, you know the vibe. But yeah, like, you know, if you say, I don't know, eat with you with your friends, and like, I ain't even gonna say that one. Like you said a meme and some shit like online. Like,
it's funny.
Funny shit, you know. Like, you know, yeah, it's like just levels to it.
Yeah. So is stereotypes like racist too?
Stereotypes, like, I mean, AJ, do you eat chicken and watermelon?
I eat chicken. Watermelon's alright.
Yeah, watermelon's alright. I mean, no black person can say they've never eaten a piece of chicken.
Yeah, you can't.
You're not
say
listening. I mean, and even if you're vegan or anything like that, or vegetarian, you have to eat chicken at one point in time.
And like, it's weird because like, I mean, there's black people that hate chicken. There's black people that hate watermelon.
I despise watermelon.
And I don't even drink Kool-Aid.
I don't even like artificial watermelon flavoring.
Yeah, I don't.
Not that good.
I'm talking about like as a meme then.
As a meme?
Is that racist? Like, if everyone's laughing?
No.
I seen some stereotypical memes. Like, I see some black people make some stereotypical memes.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
So, a lot of black people.
It's like racism is like, it just.
Not racism, but.
It's just not like over racism, stereotypes, all that. It's just like it goes fall into the same category, really. It's like people look at it at two sides. Like one side takes it extremely serious, needs to be stopped, all that. Some people don't take it anywhere near serious. It's a joke. They make jokes about it. It's funny, you know. And like, I want racism to stop, of course. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I see a joke and I laugh, and it's funny. I mean, that's just how it be.
Yeah. By the way, deja vu. I had a dream about this exact same moment just now.
What happens next? A crab falls through the ceiling.
That'd be crazy. I feel like somebody walks through the door.
Like, I'm in the fucking door. Y'all thought y'all gonna have a perfect podcast? Not on my watch.
But like, yeah, I see what you're saying and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, that's exactly how it is, and that's exactly how you should be. You should be able to. We should not be so uptight in our ass. That's why it was wrong with society today and everything like that.
Society, sorry.
And that's what I was going to get into the next topic, cancel culture, but let me go and finish this thing real quick. Basically, like, I mean, we're so up our asses sometimes we don't try to see the light of certain situations and stuff like that. We try to think of, oh, this is negative right here. Even if in no way I'm saying that, like, oh, you should, like, a white person feel free to call somebody a nigger, and if the person laughs, then it's like, it's funny to everybody.
You know,
that's not
that's
funny.
That's wrong. You know, yeah.
Some people need to have common sense to know that certain stuff they're saying, like, mm-hmm. like all the white people that's getting called out now on social media and everything like that, they gotta realize what they, like, they're gonna have to pay for that shit. Like, the people who, like, honestly, If you're going to UNC to be a doctor or something like that, mm-hmm. you're out here calling people niggas, and you're going to end up having to work on, like, black exactly. people in general.
What's the point?
Like, what's your point even saying it? Because exactly. you're going to have to work on those people regardless. Would you going to let these niggas die or something like that?
Exactly. So, oh, it's like, he's a black person. That he was.
We don't care about him.
We don't care about him. You know, he doesn't have a job. Shout out to some people that just recently got exposed. But anyways.
Hey, man.
But, yeah, it's... I'm sorry, it's just... crazy nowadays.
It is what not chill.
Like, freaking, I agree what you said. It's like, I feel like people should laugh in situations to where it's like, if it's a joke or like it's like a meme or a post, like it doesn't really mean anything, so, you know, like it hasn't really, like, it that's not directed to a single person, something like mm-hmm. that. Like, if niggas start making memes about George Floyd and stuff like that,
that's just not funny, that's just not cool,
because like it's like an actual person that lost his life over like police brutality, racism, all that put together. So you shouldn't laugh at stuff like that. But if it's like some, like, I don't know, like some cartoon, some shit like that.
Like, you know, when Kobe died, like, everybody was making the memes.
Yeah, everybody was making a lot of memes about Kobe.
But I ain't gonna lie to you, like, one or two of them kind of did have me weak. Yeah, like, the one is nigga breaking Jesus' ankles and shit.
But that, bro, that was crazy. Because Jesus was like, he was touching earth. I was like, oh, no. I was like, yeah, it was like Kobe, like, it's like R.P. Kobe, he up there balling with the greats, hey, and Jesus on his ass. It was like, I was like, oh man,
that's fucked up, bro.
See, that's not really like,
yeah, that's not really that bad.
It's not making fun of
him. If you're getting disrespectful, like,
yeah,
like, oh, LeBron's the new GOAT because Kobe.
Yeah,
like, I don't know,
that's like, if yeah, like, if you're making like memes in good taste, to where it's like, oh, just like you said, that Kobe when he was in Jesus, like, yeah, it's like, yeah, it's hinting that, yeah, he did die, but he's up there doing great things.
Dude. That's what I'm saying. Simple like that.
Him and Gigi?
Yep. Damn, RP Kobe, RP Gigi. RP Juice World.
Man, why are we getting all these prayers for Corona? I'll tell you, killed it.
You said,
oh, or no, it was like COVID. It was a COVID.
I thought you said Kobe.
He's like, what? He's a fuck. I don't know. That shit had me dead, too.
That shit was crazy. Man, y'all seen that fucking video of that dude downtown?
Oh, the nigga getting beat up with the sword?
Yeah, he had the sword, man. He died.
I didn't get to see
him. He died?
I thought I told you that.
What do you mean he died?
What, he died? Like, somebody killed him?
No, he got beat to death. Like, that video.
What?
Oh, man, what the fuck?
Wait, where is this?
Downtown.
No, this is the video I was telling you about. I was like, bro, this shit's wild.
This was in Greensboro?
Yeah, it was in Greensboro.
No, that shit was in Greensboro.
That's what I'm saying.
They
like,
said
what?
That shit was in Texas. We would have heard about that shit.
Yeah. I swear, niggas was like, that shit was in Greensboro.
Bro, I don't know. I'm not even gonna cap with you. I mean, I ain't trying to be no bitch nigga, but I'm really afraid of, like, swords and shit like that. Like, the nigga pull a sword, I mean, bro. And they were like, give me that ass, and nigga, I'm gonna kill you. Like, I probably have to give up that ass, bro, because I don't want to get stabbed to death.
I don't want to get stabbed to death, but you can have that.
No, man, you better watch out. Look, be on the lookout for STS, bro.
Oh, chill. you do be playing the games, bro. Like, I ain't even gonna get into that. But yeah, on the cancer culture, man, I'm not even gonna lie, it's real stupid. I mean, I understand canceling people for, you know, certain reasons.
Dude,
like,
I thought you said cancer. I was like, cancer culture.
Oh, my God.
For a sec, I was like, oh, man.
I was like, I'm going to stay out of this one.
Yeah. But, no, yeah, cancel culture.
Yeah, like the Desi Banks situation and stuff like that. When he posts the thing about, like, basically, like, black people shouldn't be rioting. They should be, I don't know.
Signing the petition.
Yeah, something like that. And they were like, oh, Desi, this ain't right. This ain't right, bro. You're going to lose hella fans. And he did. Like, niggas was dropping them like flies. I was like, bro, this was just because, I mean, my thing is, everybody has a different view about this certain situation and everything mm-hmm. like that. So I feel like we shouldn't crucify this man just because he doesn't think we should be protesting. We should be out here, you know, doing it peacefully. But, I mean, he does have to understand that even though people were, like, half these people were doing it peacefully. That's what he, like, I guess he didn't really understand. A lot of people, everybody was doing it peacefully. But, I mean, police started fucking shit up. They started being real forceful and trying to get people out of there.
Yeah, I was like, are they allowed to do that?
No, they're not. But,
I don't feel like they're getting
My thing is, if you're being peaceful, because, like, it was one thing that happened in New York. They was like, all the police started kneeling and everything like that with them and solidarity and everything like that. And then, like, they said less than an hour later, they start beating their asses. Tell them to get the fuck out of there.
Shit.
I'm weird. Like, that's fucked up right there. Yeah. That's real fucked up.
Sure, it's the same people?
Yeah. The same people. I mean, we weren't there. I mean, a lot of people are getting hit with, like, rubber bullets and shit and tear gas.
They letting that shit go.
I ain't even capturing, nigga. I've been seeing the rubber bullets, like, fucking people's heads up and everything like mm-hmm. that, man. I thought, like, I'm thinking people getting their, like, heads blown off.
I seen fucking this video. Well, two dudes were just standing in the street. It was a whole line of officers walking. They was walking towards me. They just like, shot the
nigga. Goddamn.
So, dude.
Damn.
But to get off this little topic right here, but, I mean, what do you think people should be canceled for? Or, like, what situations?
You should be canceled for being a fucking racist. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you should be canceled for.
If you're like,
but what other things though? Like,
what things can you? All right, so you
child molesting,
child molesting, fucking sexually abusing women, mm-hmm. should be canceled.
Sex, I mean, like, sex child trafficking, period. Sex trafficking, all that type, trafficking. That type
like you, like, I mean, who niggas know what they like? Bro, we shouldn't be canceling. We shouldn't be canceling somebody just because they did something we didn't like. Like, oh. Like, that's like saying, like, LeBron signed a deal with Jordan. We're about to cancel this nigga because he should have stayed at Nike.
Nah,
I mean, yeah, that is true.
Like, people, I ain't gonna lie to you, people are getting a little stupid with it. And they thinking, like, a lot of people think they can really just cancel somebody, man.
This nigga,
like,
Jamel woke up, man, canceled
it. I mean, I don't know, man. I kind of did witness it with my own eyes, man, when James Charles.
That shit was wild.
That shit was crazy. That shit was dropping,
that's
though.
That's over accusations, though. My thing is, like, me, before I cancel somebody, all right. OJ Simpson killed his wife. I mean, hey, man.
I mean, I didn't like James Charles, though.
I fuck James Charles. That's that nigga.
So that's what made me actually, like, support him. Let's get him out, bro. Out of office.
Nah, man. I was like, I like to, even in real life, I like to find out everything to a detail before I react. I'm not going to, like, all right, so if I found out James Charles was out here messing with straight guys, tricking him into, I don't know, fucking him and shit.
I don't
like
know.
That.
So you're saying you'd find the facts before?
I'll find the facts before I cancel. And I was like, all right, fuck that nigga James Charles. He out here, what? This is wild.
He out here.
But I mean, I support James Charles.
Prince Charles.
Didn't he step down?
Oh, man, chill. No, wait, what? No.
He didn't step down.
You talking about Prince Harry?
Yeah, that is. He stepped down.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, man. He is a handsome ass dude.
He is a handsome
dude. I don't know why.
That's right there, man.
I'm tripping.
Redhead.
Oh, that's his pops.
Yeah, that's his dad. And then his dad is
that nigga still alive,
Duke,
bro. Them niggas,
the Duke
of
something, right?
I
don't know.
I
want
to be a Duke or something. This shit sound fire.
That's what's crazy, though. You can't do that.
I know. That shit crazy.
You said you can?
No, you'll never be royalty.
Never.
Yeah, you can.
You gotta be born.
You can marry into it.
Yeah, but I feel like that's...
Because, like, what's her name? Meghan Markle? She's like a duchess of something.
I drop dick on A.
Who with Prince Harry's wife?
Yeah.
No, but they done. They left.
Oh, yeah,
they're not a part of it.
Now they're not a part of it. Now they're not or nothing.
And
but
I feel like there's not that many young more people that
I mean,
looking for.
There is some young people, but, I mean, you don't want to turn into...
Fucking, I just come in there black as hell. Like, here.
Yeah.
What the fuck is
going on?
So I just get a fucking accent and shit.
Hello.
Hey,
where the fucking scones at?
Where the fucking scones at?
He's like, we don't even eat scones like that.
Like,
oh, in the UK.
Man, for real?
What do they eat? What, like, alright, so, like.
Tea.
Yeah, I feel like they drink tea a lot.
Crumpets?
Crumpets.
What is crumpets from?
Crumpets?
No, it's cookies.
I swear that's a type of dance.
What? Nigga, the crumpets?
Crump battle?
It's
crumpets.
Crunk.
What is a crumpet?
Crumpet's like a cracker.
Yeah, crumpet's like a cracker.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's like a cookie cracker.
A crumpet. It sounds very familiar, but
I think like
it's scones, biscuits.
Yeah, I know they eat
biscuits.
Biscuits are cookies though.
Cookies, yeah.
Then what is a crumpet?
So that's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm about to look this up because I feel like it's not real.
Like would you go to a restaurant and be like, yeah, can I get that London food? Is that nigga like, huh? Nigga, excuse me?
Yeah, say London.
That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, does every food like have a name to it? Like, oh, Dutch food.
Oh, they got English muffins.
I feel like
muffins.
Tea cake.
Would you say black food? Or food?
Spotted dick.
Exactly.
Spotted dick.
Yeah, that's a
real
thing.
Oh yeah, that's thing. That's that. What does it look like? It's like a cake.
Yeah,
it's like a cake. Yeah.
What the fuck?
So let me get
a slice of that spotted dick.
Crumpets is real.
Told you.
It's like a cracker.
I swear it's just an English muffin though. You can tell me that does not look like English muffin.
It kind of looks like a... I mean, from where I'm looking at right now, it looks like a pancake. Like,
all right, look at that. Pancake. I'm going
to
show you.
You remember the shit they used to give it school and shit like that? It came like that. They were warming up and everything like mm-hmm. that. It had a Pillsbury Doughboy in the front.
Oh, wait, what was that? That was a...
That was the mini pancakes.
The mini pancakes.
Oh, man. Those were...
It's like crazy we always end up talking about food.
The fucking... The syrup and, like, infused one.
Ooh,
that shit
was
smack. You didn't even need nothing, man. Them shits were just so sweet, man.
You tell me that doesn't look like that. Nigga, that's an egg McMuffin. I'm not gonna lie, McDonald's breakfast is smack as hell.
Nigga, Wendy's breakfast.
You know what's the best McDonald's biscuit?
It's a biscuit.
It's a biscuit. Technically, it's a biscuit.
I know what it is.
Y'all should already know.
Knowing you, I don't know. It's just crazy.
Nigga, what?
I
was just... McGriddle.
I know you're
It's not a biscuit, though.
Nigga, what is it, then?
It's a sandwich.
A sandwich?
A McGriddle. A McGriddle's their own thing. That's a McDonald's thing.
Yeah, that's like, yeah.
They made that. It's like a pancake, basically.
Oh.
But, yeah, but McGriddles are crazy.
McGriddles are crazy, bro. You tried the chicken sandwich one?
So bad for you, though.
Yeah, they are.
Crazy bad for you.
But I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I ain't gonna even lie to you. Like, back when I used to... Back when we used to live in Reedsville and stuff like that. Well, when I was living, my dad used to live over there. Everybody was there. But, like my dad used to give me, like, two McGriddles and shit like that. Mm. And, man, like, back in the
Which
day...
Which one? The bacon sausage?
I would get the sausage one, and my dad would get the bacon and the cheese put on there and the egg. So it would just be, like, fat-ass McGriddles, man, with, like, everything on it.
They made something like that, where you could just get all of it.
Yeah.
So expensive, though. Just like a sandwich was, like...
$10 McGriddle.
Yeah, you add anything to a sandwich, that shit would be, like...
I don't know why they're like, nigga, alright, so it was I was literally the other day, right before I started this challenge where I'm not, like, buying any food or anything like that.
Yeah.
But, like, literally, I added two slices of bacon to my shit, and, like, it turned into $17.
Shit.
Does it come with a blowjob? Like, what the fuck?
They be doing something, nigga, because I swear to you, like, I was ordering from McDonald's, and... So what it's like the 20-piece chicken is like $5.
You add bacon on it.
bacon bits, fucking cheese.
Oh, that sounds pretty. Man, you might be on something.
Oh, chill. I mean, no, they used to be $5. Now they're like $6.70 something.
So my shit was $8 on there. And then once I put it in the cart, it was $20.
That's what I've never ordered food like that. I don't like to.
You don't like that? Like,
I always pick it up. Yeah.
I mean, you got the options.
Yeah. But I mean, I still feel like y'all wouldn't though. I mean, look at your phone.
I think if I really had to, then yeah. I mean, might as well.
I feel like when it comes to driving, niggas is built different. I feel like nobody likes to drive in the house.
Nobody likes to drive.
I don't know. That is crazy.
Once I get my shit, I feel like I'm not gonna want to drive.
I'm on the drive line. I'm already on the drive line.
I'm like, hey, go pick that up for me.
Nah, I'll probably go pick this shit up soon.
To be honest. Damn, I remember the first day I got my car. Full tank, almost gone, bro.
For real?
Just whipping everywhere, bro.
He's like, fuck it. Hey, man, look. I'm pulling up on niggas now.
Yeah, for real.
You didn't say that.
I feel like that's what's going to happen. Like, you start pulling up on everybody. Hey, nigga, I got the whip. Like, change. Like, this you.
I'm like,
y'all taking the pics, bro?
You taking pics right there? You know, when you first get your first car and shit like that, your mom started taking pictures and she's like, that. I'm gonna have to put this one on the books, yes. Yeah,
so your cousin
can see it. I'm like,
yeah. Like, your aunties and
uncles. Yeah, man. Tell them
get on your knees.
Damn, we skipped the whole shit.
What was the thing? What else is good for McDonald's breakfast?
What else is good for McDonald's
breakfast? I don't think they don't sell it no more, but it was like the Southern style chicken biscuit.
They still got that. It's an under $2 deal. That shit. I got.
It's like sweet, bro.
I got one yesterday, bro.
Shit is so fucking.
The patty. I'm not lying. It was this big.
That sounds disgusting.
It's
though.
Big.
But no, it's shit. Real chicken, it's real though. Chicken. It's not like it's not like a McChicken. It's like
it's real chicken. I mean, like the biscuit and everything, bro. Best thing they fucking got. I don't care.
I remember when I first got it.
I think I have had one of those. Like, I put the jelly on it. The jelly on it tastes good. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, what's the nastiest condiment you can put on your biscuit? Is it kind of messed up if I say strawberry jelly?
I love
strawberry jelly. Yes, strawberry jelly is like that.
Nah, I beg to differ.
I like all types of jelly.
I'm a grape nigga.
I feel like a queen.
Mixed fruit jelly? Like
Tom.
You talking about the
mixed fruit jelly? That shit's actually pretty good.
What?
I really don't see it.
Are you an old man?
What the hell? Feel like a fucking job preserves.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I ran into this about like to everybody, bro. Mm. So one, I think it was a Saturday morning. I made biscuits for my whole family, and my cousin was staying over. She when she eats things like with condiments, it's weird as fuck. Like, she put mayonnaise and ketchup on a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
I've seen people do that.
I'm like, what the fuck? I've seen people like,
do that. On a biscuit? That's what?
Like, she was putting it on like jelly. Like, she was like
beating it like that. 50 states. She should be tried for murder right now. What
the fuck? I gotta tell y'all a story about when I used to work at Bojangles. I gotta tell y'all a story. Go ahead.
It's a both beer biscuit thing, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not?
What the fuck? There's a lot of nasty shit going on.
She eats fries with, like, mayonnaise, too.
Dude, what the fuck?
I don't know.
Mayonnaise music.
I had a job at Bojangles and shit. And, like, it would be this old dude come in every day. Never miss a day. I worked in the morning. He'd be there.
Oh, wait. What were they called? Those people called the regulars? Yeah, something like that? Like,
the usual. I think they are regulars and shit.
No, they'd be like, "Can I get the usual?" They're the regulars,
can I get the usual and shit? Like he did. He's one of them type niggas. Like, so niggas know.
He went in there every day.
Every day got the same exact thing.
And that Bojangles though.
That Bojangles got the same exact thing. Here's exactly what he would do. Can I get a sausage biscuit? The biscuit. I mean, like, he want the biscuit like dark. Mm-hmm. Like. Damn, they're almost burnt type shit.
Oh, fuck no.
He want the biscuit dark. He want small cup of coffee, dark, just regular coffee. Then he wanted some mustard. All right, so Pecan. This nigga would, like, take a tray. He would, like, open. He would, like, basically get the biscuit, put the mayonnaise. Like, no, put the mustard on the biscuit, sausage biscuit. Then he'll pour the coffee on the biscuit and, like, cut it with, like, his fork and eat it like that.
I think he did tell me this one time.
What the fuck?
I was saying she was going
to make it. What if he wanted just a soggy biscuit, though?
But, like, why to get dark? Well, I mean, dark coffee really doesn't have, like, an OD taste to it. It kind of complements stuff, actually.
So, he poured the coffee on it?
He poured, like, coffee on it. He
like, soaked it.
And he, like, cut it with his fork and, like, ate it.
What if he liked the burnt taste?
He had mustard on there and everything. He had mustard and everything.
So it was a burnt biscuit.
Damn near close to burnt biscuit. The sausage was well done too, so it was kind of tough. And he just poured the fucking shit on there.
I mean, how would y'all do that though? Do y'all just put it back in the oven?
Yeah.
Oh. Ew.
You could do that?
Yeah.
I thought you were just like, I feel like you're supposed to make a batch of burnt biscuits.
We have special plates. That we could, like,
for that.
Yeah, we could just put them inside the oven type shit. Crazy. And, like, the place would still be, like, kind of cool when we take them out type shit. So we put them in there, they'll, like, get dark a little bit. We take it out, make a sandwich.
I feel so weird when you ask for something specific at a restaurant, like, or not a restaurant, but a chain. Mm-hmm. Like, what if you went to every place you were going to eat at, you said, can you make it fresh?
I feel like that's more like me working at fast food
usually they don't give a fuck. They still put the same shit out there. They still get the same shit out there too.
Like, working at fast food, if you really want something fresh, come inside. That's the only way you're gonna get it fresh. Drive through, you will not. I'm telling you, I work drive through. You want it fresh? Okay. Gave this bitch her food. That shit was cold.
They made sure it was cold.
Put the shit in the freezer for like 20-30 seconds.
Really. She pulled up. She was like, "This is cold." She was complaining. I was just like, I was looking. I was like, "Hey, it is what it is." Type shit. And I was like, "I ain't make the food."
I was like, "Man, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. You got to be respectful when they, like, I ain't gonna lie to you. You got to be respectful to the niggas handling your food, bro.
Honestly, you really do."
That's what I said. The people that be out here complaining, like, "This is fucking cold." Like, I don't even like when people do that. Honestly,
that shit be getting annoying. Like. Bro, if you want enough people to complain about that, bro, that shit's annoying, bro. Yeah. Have no idea.
To be honest.
All right, like it. Like,
the only thing I get mad at is, like, if, like, they, like, they give me something. You don't know how many times it's happened to me where they just give me a whole other person's order.
Yeah, right? That's fucking. But I mean, all right, you remember that last time we got somebody else's order and it was like a fat ass order? I only ordered a
McFlurry. It was McDonald's, right?
Yeah, I only ordered one McFlurry.
I swear, three Big Macs. Like, we got fucking, a couple cheeseburgers.
I wasn't with y'all with that one.
No, it was just me.
I think it was me, you, and Orlando.
Yeah, that was it. And he said it too. He was like, "I think they're going to give us the wrong order."
And then man.
They gave us like three drinks too.
It was the chicken sandwiches. It was the chicken, like the good ones.
Oh, yeah.
Little chicken sandwiches. Man.
That I mean, it's crazy because, like, did y'all pay at that window too?
Yeah.
Oh, so that means they got to remake all their food.
Yeah, and I feel sad. I'm like, hey, this isn't my right order. It's like, I kind of wanted that McFlurry, though.
Yeah, so he did.
If that's for sure, like, that happened to me, I'm like, oh, bro, I'm going to a whole nother one. I don't need
to. I mean, shit, we got like $30 worth of food for fucking.
Exactly, because, like, you fuck around.
$1 or something.
Yeah. You go back inside, like, hey, can I get a McFlurry? Like, hello. We just make sure order. They like right there. They need y'all to get that food back. Type shit.
Just like looking at them.
Man, look out the window like, who?
Like, just like, see the conversation. They point at you like, over there. It's like, oh, I should pull the fuck out. Pull the fuck out.
Go.
Man.
No, it's happened to me where I pay like a lot more and like.
What? You got a little bit of food? Oh, yeah. See, I'd be fucking pissed right there. All of a sudden, then you come back in there and they all upset and still wrong. Like, y'all fucked my order up.
You know what was the worst mistake I feel like I made?
What?
In that thing, is I think it's when the McDonald's app started like popping.
Oh man!
And I ordered food at a McDonald's that was like literally 30 seconds away from my house. And I ordered it and everything. I went there and it was closed.
Closed.
The shit was closed.
What?
And I was confused and like I couldn't get my money back either.
What?
Because I was on customer service with them. I was on there for 30 minutes straight. They didn't pick up.
Oof. Nick, bro, niggas be like, I'll tell you, you'll call up anywhere. You'll be on hold for 30 minutes to an hour.
I don't understand. It was a while. No, as many people that I know that's working, you could be outside a place, and you call that exact place, and you will see like 10 to 15 cars. You know for a fact these niggas all working there. Still won't get no answer.
Yeah.
Some dude, don't like answer the phone.
Damn, what were you talking about before that, though?
I'm not going to care. Like, I was right in the building. Like, the phone will ring. We'll just look at that motherfucker.
Just like, you gonna pick that up? Like, nah.
Like, maybe the managers, because I ain't got the jurisdiction to answer the phone. So they like,
just looking at each other?
I'm dead.
They could look to me one day.
I got the new phone.
And like, it's like you can hear it throughout the whole restaurant. So, like, niggas were just like,
bro, hey, somebody gonna pick that up?
Oh, God, my boss was like, somebody gonna pick the phone up? He didn't get a word back. They were just like,
fuck, I gotta do everything in this bitch, bro.
He was like, hello?
Hello?
Hey, so what if you did try that old man's order and like he was like, here, try some.
And that shit like
it was the crazy, craziest thing you ever tasted. Like,
I was like, if anybody's listening to this shit, they actually try the shit. They send me a picture of them doing this. or to anybody in here, they send a picture of them doing that. I'll give you $5.
I'll cash up you.
Send it to anybody. In here. We'll screenshot it.
Send it to my. You can send it to this Instagram HBK_Lee or 720YB.
ENT.
_ENT. Yeah. So send it. Like, if you really try this shit,
Ben gets it and he just doesn't.
I'll be mad as fuck,
bro.
If we know you, then
you can't do it.
Just
like,
drop your Cash App name.
You want a free $15? I'm gonna say 15. You want a free $15? Look, go to Bojangles. Order you a. A well done sausage biscuit with a well done biscuit.
Fuck well done, nigga. I'm talking about burnt.
Fuck it. All right, so if you want free $15, let's not do a burnt.
That has to be the.
We talk a little brown. No. A decent brown.
It's crusty.
It's crunchy.
Alright, so a well done. Alright, so you go to Bojangles, get you a well done sausage biscuit. Just the biscuit and like just the sausage and shit. You know, the biscuit gotta be crunchy. Get you some mayonnaise, get some mustard, put the mustard on the sandwich. Then pour some coffee on that motherfucking eat it.
Hey, you gotta eat $15. It. Like, I need at least 3 bites.
3 bites.
Yeah, 3 bites, 15. In your hand. And drop your Cash App.
Send a video of you doing it or a picture. No. Send a video of you doing it. We'll Cash App you $15. Right, like I said, send it to the Instagrams either HBK_Lee or 720YB_ENT.
Let us know how it tastes.
Let us know how it tastes.
Yeah, I'm trying to see.
That's $15 in your pocket.
Like, right, like, this shit is smack. This about to be the regular from now.
I'm like, oh, word.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's so deep.
For real.
But, we didn't even talk about the cancel culture shit.
I know we didn't. I think that's what we were talking about. What?
We got to a little bit. We're basically.
Yeah, we got to
a little bit.
Who more got canceled?
I feel like Doja Cat was like, she was real close.
She did get canceled, basically. Yeah. But like, people still was fucking. I mean,
people still gonna fuck with Doja Cat. It's Doja Cat.
I don't know.
I don't fuck with Doja Cat.
I don't know, man. She played me, bro.
She did.
She did play. She played everybody.
That say so is pretty hard, though. I ain't gonna cap with you.
You hear?
Oh, he's away.
I was like, cups of the frogs. Oh. Like, just in the corner. Like,
oh, fuck that bitch. I'm still on the fact. I'm still on that lyric right there, though. What was that? Her white friend said.
Yeah. Her white friend said, you niggas crazy. I hope no one heard that.
Damn. I hope no one heard that. I did not know he fucking said that. At first, I thought he said, my wife friend said, nigga, I hope no one heard that. I was like, whoa. I was like, how the fuck am I never, as many times I listened to this song, I never heard that shit.
Yeah.
You know what song I was listening to yesterday, and that shit was actually pretty hard?
Wanna.
No. No. What? Ew.
You hear this nigga?
All right, what song?
Lil Wayne, Single.
How's it go?
Is it called Single?
Yeah, it's called Single.
Oh, you talking about...
How's it go? I'm sipping on something. Say my homeboy said he got a bad bitch for me. Maybe you definitely heard it. Everybody's heard it because it was like a meme song before a really legit meme song was actually created and shit like
Wait, is there singing in it?
Yeah, it's Lil Wayne singing.
I think I'm
pretty sure everybody's heard this song. Yeah, but like I was like, damn, that shit actually slapped, bro.
They say like Lil Wayne liked it. Niggas be sleeping.
Yeah, I mean Lil Wayne, he was the best rapper at one point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, back to no skips and everything like that. Carter 3.
Oh yeah,
there's no skip right there.
Mm-hmm. Blunt blowing.
Yeah, Solar Job. Yeah, that hard fucking album.
That's
right there.
That's a hard album.
But I guess we can go to hop in this one, man. These teachers having sex with these children, man. I was always hoping I would be put in this type of situation. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I'd like get some money out of it. I think I was just too ugly to like molest, you know.
I mean,
that's kind of sad to just be like, oh, I was too ugly to get molested.
Oh, that sounds OD.
It does. It's like, oh.
That's why I was like, I was always wondering. It's like, cause in my school, I'm not even gonna say nobody names right now. Honestly, I just.
I was like, you know, some people just got molested.
Oh, no, I just know, like, all right, so it was like...
I know somebody's fucked the teacher.
It was one teacher.
No, a couple people.
She touched this white kid's balls, I think.
Oh, you talking about that?
That was early in the year.
Yeah, early in the year. Like, she got up out of there. And recently, niggas know what's been going on.
R.I.P., bro.
That boy. What? Come purchase your yearbooks. Only $75.
Only $75.
Yearbooks were expensive.
Only $85.
I never got one.
Tripping, but I've always wanted to, but I'm like, bro, that price. You got to think about it. Being a high school kid, man. We like, I ain't had no fucking job.
Wait up. All right, back then in elementary school, did you get a yearbook for free?
Yeah.
Like, were all the yearbooks free?
No, I don't think they were.
Because I remember getting them when everyone had one.
Elementary school and middle school, I got a free yearbook.
Mm-hmm. All the time?
Whoa. Not all the time, but like I think it was my fifth grade year I got one. I think it was every year I was about to get ready to leave.
Right. Middle school, I ain't get a yearbook.
You still got it?
Then. Yeah, it was definitely texting Dan.
Elementary school, we always had one. Everyone was signing their fucking like yearbook.
Oh, I was always that kid. Like, I was always, because this one, we was like, we a pole, man. We a po-po. Like, everybody signed
put your number
down. You can tell when a nigga broke it. They were sure there's something to sign.
No, bro. I mean, people had a piece of paper.
Oh man,
literally just a piece of paper.
That was a real one right there. But I used to pop up with the shirt. Hey, everybody, hey, sign my shirt, bro. I'm remember this. I want to remember all y'all.
Damn, man. These
niggas bring their shoes and shit to shine.
That's why I'm trying to give my kid a better life.
Man. That's what I'm saying, bro.
I was gonna do some crazy shit, bro. I was gonna bring my white forces, and I was gonna have all my friends shine that shit.
I was gonna have to get people to sign small as a bitch,
cause like,
oh, that shit wouldn't fit on there.
Someone, I would've got a couple on there.
Oh, like, you definitely got a couple of them. Oh yeah, both shoes.
Damn, what if that janitor stole them, bro? He's like rocking up his shit.
I'm like, bro, he got my name on a bag right there.
See you next year, AJ.
See you next year.
Like, bro, he got my name all through this motherfucker.
Bro, I just bought these.
I bought these yesterday, man.
From who? Like, what do they have to me?
What you talking about?
He just like pushes you to the ground, just starts dipping.
What the fuck? That'd be fucking crazy.
That should be crazy.
But yeah, no, yeah, shit, times was rough, man. But yeah, back to the guy. Yeah. That's kind of sick, man. Hey,
I mean, apparently.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so would you fuck for that eight?
Oh, I'm fucking for the eight.
Wait, it was for that reason?
I don't think it was for that reason.
I don't think.
We don't know all the details. I mean, hey,
I just don't want to say something outrageous that gets me canceled. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's what, yeah. Well, you don't want to get canceled. I think you get canceled. That's it.
Wait, are you talking about, like, you as in, like, right now? Or you're being the teacher?
Oh, no.
What are you? What were you talking about?
Like, you being in high school. Like, you being a student.
I mean,
and, like, a teacher was like,
I ain't lie to you. Like, times was rough back in high school. Damn. Man. He was like, damn, I didn't know if I was going to pass it. No, I knew I was going to pass. But I was like, damn, I'd love to get an A in this class.
And what if it was like Mr. T, bro?
I pity the fool.
No, bro. You know.
Oh.
Chill.
Hey, man, say
he
man.
Said something like that.
He
did start off with I'm anal.
Oh.
Dan, you remember that too? Dude, I swear he said that to everybody. I'm anal. What? Yeah, he did say he said that shit. Like, that was weird as hell.
Like a hard wink, like a.
Hey, nigga, what? Nigga, oh, God. Ain't no nigga, what the fuck? Nah. It was a couple teachers that I fuck for A.
Oh, we said, oh.
Right. Wait, for pleasure or for A? So you saying.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. You can't really say that.
Alright, so just for the A?
But what if she wants you to do some wild shit? Like, I'm telling you, like, what's the wildest thing you would do to get an A? With that female teacher? I'll toss some salad.
The wildest.
I'll toss some salad.
Grab a little bowl, mix it up.
But damn, anyway. I'm just thinking, like, what the fuck? Like,
I don't know the wildest thing. I've said some wild shit on here, but, like,
whatever. Like, you think that's the wildest?
No. Eating ass is not the wildest thing you can do.
She said, let's fucking, like, the principal's desk type shit.
Oh, I'm doing
that. Yeah, I mean, that's nothing.
Right, that's whatever.
We're talking about wild shit. Like, she's talking about fetish.
But I'm talking about during lunch.
Like, she wants to clamp your balls and electrocute you.
Oh, chill.
For the
A9.
For the A.
I'm like,
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm snitching if you don't give me that A.
Click.
I'm telling you.
Oh, done shit.
I've been recording this whole thing. You don't give me this A?
You don't give me this A, I'm going to tell everybody.
I'm going to tell everybody.
Damn.
Go to power school. Fuck out my face. Fuck out my face.
Yeah. I'm gonna see you real soon.
Kiss on the forehead. Oh my god.
Damn, what?
Yeah, but I mean, if I was in that situation, but I don't know, man. That's so crazy. He's a well-known guy too. Mm-hmm. That's so crazy, man. He was an asshole.
I don't remember him either. I never talked to him ever.
I just knew he was always mean. He was just always even. I ain't had a nigga as a teacher. He was just so mean to me, man.
He just had a demeanor. Just like
mentality.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I wasn't well known by teachers.
No, you were known. Probably if you robbed a bank right now, I'd be able to, like, somebody would be a punch you out. Hey, that's the. Like, I've only seen that nigga like once in my life right there. Like,
yeah.
That's probably right there.
The Hawaiian dude.
That's that nigga I used to go to best school with.
That's a crazy thing. You think you're Hawaiian. I get mad about that shit, man. I don't like when people confuse races and stuff like that. It makes you sound really ignorant.
Kuna. I don't know.
Bumbleclaw. Oh, that's a Jamaican right there. He has on a Jamaican jacket, so he's Jamaican. So, nigga, what? That doesn't mean shit.
Yeah.
It's hard because, like, if you fuck around and try to, like, all right, say if you go to, like, an Asian person, it's like, hey, like, you're, like, say if, like, you know, like, you try to, like, say their race. It's hard. Because, like,
I thought it was, I don't want
to
get into
it. Yeah, I ain't racing. Trying to get into it, but, like, yeah, like, I've seen, like, some shit happen. It was like, because I got an Asian friend. She was funny as hell. He was like, yeah, like, this dude came up. He was at lunch. Crazy shit. Sitting down, this dude came up. He made a joke or something. He was like, it's no offense. I'm like, all right, you know, you're Chinese and stuff. He was like, what, am I Chinese? He played it weird. He was like, I'm Korean. He was like, oh, dude, my bad type shit. He was like, nah, I'm just Asian. He was like, which one? Like, it was just like the way.
What the hell?
The way he said, he confused, bro. Bro just walked away. He didn't even say anything.
Yeah, I would be confused too. Because honestly, you really don't know. That's why, don't you just say Asians?
Yeah, I feel like that's like the base stuff. Like,
I'm not gonna lie, you could tell a Korean from anything else.
Oh yeah.
Koreans.
I thought you could tell Chinese.
Like, yeah, you can tell like they can tell.
I really don't want to get into the stereotype because I'm Chinese guy, but yeah. Right. So what do you call it? So you call Hispanics, or is it a different term for it?
All right, let me ask you this. What's the difference between a Hispanic and a Latina?
Hispanics are from like. Damn, I fucking knew this in Spanish class. Like, Senor Estrada taught us this. Just to know he said, because he's like, somebody kept calling him like something he wasn't. I don't know.
They speak different.
Wait, you looked it up?
No, I just know they speak different.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember which one. Damn, I kind of look bad. But one is the word for, I think, Spaniards.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the, and the language. The language.
Hey, bro.
It sounds like the Spaniards.
And I don't know. It's like, it's something about, like, land and shit.
Don't get a Puerto Rican girl mixed up with being Mexican, bro.
Man, I don't want to say it. I'm not going to say it.
You can tell the Dominicans and stuff like that.
Remember the thing. Oh. No, I'm not going to get it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I
got
Spanish one time. I was like, damn. Hey.
Amen. That's what I said. I let them handle that
one. And I was messing with Shorty the time, too. So I was like, ooh.
Yeah. So you gotta know. That's what I said. Once you hear it the first time, she like you ask that stuff and they tell you.
You gotta remember this.
You gotta remember.
I'm like, shut your Mexican ass up. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck did you say to me? I told you they get the punching on you, bro. It's whatever.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Nah, so that's the fight. What else is going on?
Oh, man.
But yeah, but do you feel weird like being out of school? Would you want? I mean, I feel like you weren't close with your teachers like that.
I kind of was close to my teachers.
Like, not like that.
Yeah, I mean, I was close enough to the point where, like, if I saw you like doing something like that, like I'd be like, "Hey, what's up, Mr. Blah blah blah."
Yeah. So I was saying, like, would you not want to go back and like have a normal adult conversation where no one's above you? Like,
everybody, we're all equal.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah. Cause I mean I know a lot of teachers that like really was talking about some good shit.
Yeah, I want to
talk to Miss Hunter on like a
personal level,
like a personal, like, you know, he lend it all out,
like,
type shit.
Mr. Conti, like, I ain't gonna lie to you, I was kind of a dumbass in his class, and I kept trying to make myself seem like I knew new philosophy to people and everything like that. But no, I wasn't really a dumbass in that class.
Very,
like, I'm very
terrific.
But yeah, it was like that. It was like I felt like a dumbass in a class and everything like that. But I mean, hey, I passed it, so I mean, it is what it is. But like, he kind of called me out to somebody because I was giving like advice to about the class, and like he was basically like, "Why are you giving advice? Why are you getting advice for him? He barely passed my class." And I was like, "Damn."
Ooh, nah, that's some dickhead.
That's some dickhead shit right there. I'm like, damn, you gotta put that out there.
Yeah,
like, don't you matter?
I ain't gonna see you just do that shit, bro.
But like, it's kind of fucked up. I ain't gonna lie to you,
bro. I'd fuck you, bro. Shut up. Like, what if I said that in the hallway? Like, what now? Now I'm thinking, what's the trouble you'd get in for like that?
What you mean?
If you said that, AJ, because I feel like you have.
I'm gonna fuck you.
Some shit. I don't know.
Some crazy shit before.
That's a threat. You're going to jail. Like, some shit like that.
I don't think back you'd go of OG's to jail car. Like, oh, that'd be crazy. You got your fucking shirt over your head and shit like this, so they can't see who you are and everything.
Like, who is that? Like, I don't know.
Damn, I'm not gonna lie, bro.
Can they see me? Like, nah, you good.
School be getting you for some wild shit. Like, some crazy shit
you gotta think about it. Niggas were doing crazy shit in school. Like, nigga, I don't know how niggas was out here popping Zans in school and being able to function, like, throughout the entire day, man. I don't think I can take no shit like that.
Well, I'm talking about more for, like, threatening.
Oh, threatening? Yeah, no, they get you anything. You threaten to beat up a teacher, man. Don't come to school. Man. They're 10 days. That's all automatically, man.
Teachers get hit in the face.
Hey.
I'm like,
damn. Oh, it was one of my middle school teachers. Right? Like, her whole shoulder got dislocated because, like, she was trying to break in a fight. That was her fault.
You get workers comp?
Yeah. She still came to work and stuff like
that. Oh, chill.
With a fucked up shoulder. No. But, I mean, she took off a few days. But, like, she came back, and, I mean, hey, she was good.
Yeah, all right. Like, what if they popped it right in, like, right in front of y'all?
Fucked up.
Like, just lay on the ground, like the wrestling coach. Like,
no,
like,
no, please.
God, bite on this shit. He's like, ugh.
That's why I really wanted to become like it. Like, originally, before I, like, started to find out what I really wanted to do, I wanted to get into medical field just to do shit like that, just pop people's arm back in place.
Damn.
Pop people's backs. I still could go do that, honestly. Pretty good at it.
Maybe, might be. Yeah.
Amen, say amen.
You ever know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Amen, say man. Guys, I got some sad news. Thursday, it's going to be an end season one, guys.
Season finale.
We can't wait. I'm glad all the views, thank you guys. Well, I'm going to say the thank you for the last episode. But for right now, thank you guys for tuning in for another 720 podcast, episode 19. You guys got to say anything?
We'll see you next time.
R.P. George Floyd.
Yeah. You know.
R.P. Juice World.
Juice World. Kobe.
Kobe.
Yeah. R.P. 2020. R.P. the World.
Honestly, it's
crazy. It's right.
Damn, bro. Just hold on. We're gonna make it through, man.
We're gonna make it through, especially with the 720 podcast.
Oh, don't forget. Don't forget the $15 thingy.
Oh yeah, for real about the $15. Yeah. Hit me up, HBK.
Send anyone. Just send a video. Well, it's whoever gets it first, right?
Yeah, whoever sends
or,
it
first. Or fuck it. You.
Whoever says it first.
I do it. I do first two people.
First two people will receive $15 each. Mm-hmm. All right. First two people to send a video of them trying the order that we said earlier in the podcast. I'm not going to say the whole order again.
People just give it to the end.
All right. So, yeah. Send it to either HBK_Lee or 720YB_ENT.
November?
Oh, hell no, I don't do no Venmo. We cash out.
Oh,
yeah.
Cash out. All right.
Baby. Hey, y'all have a
good one. Oh, actually, we can do PayPal just because I got PayPal. PayPal. But keep it cash out because honestly, if you ain't got no cash app on that, you probably ain't going to get no money. No cash.
Oh, other than that, y'all be safe. Y'all be easy. I love y'all.
All right.